Welcome to this week's podcast of The Uneven Road with Dr. Bill Hennessy. As leaders, not all of us are called to the easy places. The roads we're called to travel can be really uneven. Building on his rich experience as a pastor, missionary, educator, and leadership coach, Bill brings encouragement, conversation, and new ideas to help you better communicate Christ's hope to the people you are called to serve.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Bill Hennessy coming to you from the beautiful campus of Trinity Bible College in Ellendale, North Dakota. And today on our Uneven Road with Dr. Bill Hennessy podcast, I have with me John Sanders from the Rescue Church in Flandreau, South Dakota. He's a firefighter. He's an EMT. He's a multi-site pastor. But most of all, he is someone who wants to serve Jesus Christ in the context where he's been called. And John has taken the small town context and done some interesting things with it. He's built the Small Town Big Church Network, and he resources pastors who serve in out-of-the-way places with things that they need to succeed in ministry. And so today we're picking up part two of our conversation with John Sanders. I hope you enjoy it. The things I found along the way, and I'm picking up that you found along the way too, is the strength of community and having like-minded people walk with you. And I was really interested to find out that you've established a Facebook group, Small Town Big Church. And I wonder if you just tell us about that. What's the purpose behind the Facebook community?
Yeah, well, one time I found myself involved in a couple groups of pastors online, and there's way more now than there was kind of when I started this journey, or at least than that I was aware of back then. But I was complaining to a pastor friend of mine that so many of these groups of pastors were kind of miserable. Like, people love to argue and fight with each other and debate over theology, or kind of complain and whine with what I just bluntly call loser talk. You know, let's all just sit around and talk like a bunch of losers. And he just suggested, why don't you start your own group? And I thought, well, I had never really considered that. So really, the purpose of it is to provide a place for members of kind of the audience of my podcast, if that's where they probably most of them connected through there probably, but to give us a place online to have some community. It's a private group, so not everybody can just join it. You have to apply. And all I ask is that you answer a few questions about yourself so that we can make sure that you are a real human being involved, preferably connected to rural ministry in some way. And other than that, I don't have a lot of rules for the group, other than if you're constantly spamming the group with something you're trying to sell, or if you want to constantly argue about, you know, your interpretation of Revelation or whatever your hot button issue is, I'm going to probably ask you to leave the group real fast as well, because if you're looking for a place online to be ugly and divisive and argue, there's plenty of places out there for that. But in my group, I just say, this is a place where we encourage one another. We can ask questions, we can share resources, you know, and network together. Because again, rural ministry often feels lonely. You do feel like you're all alone out there in these small towns. You feel, sometimes it's easy to feel like God's forgotten about you out there, or, you know, you're just part of this small remnant. It's when we get connected with other leaders, we're reminded that actually God's doing some amazing things in many small places. And I'm just one piece of a much bigger, more beautiful puzzle. So yeah, the Facebook group is just about community, about connecting pastors and encouraging them. And it's been neat to see like the real life relationships that have come out of that. Like, I can't tell you how many phone calls I've had with rural pastors, just encouraging them on the phone. Literally, we've had people drive numerous pastors. I just met with one here this past Friday, have driven from all over the country and made it a point to swing into Flandreau, South Dakota. I promise that's not on anyone's bucket list item. But just to stop in and say hi and have a cup of coffee or to grab lunch. So there's been real relationships. I literally just drove 4.5 hours last week and bought a car from a pastor that recently joined our group. And he's also a car salesman, and I happened to be looking for a car. It was such a God thing, you know? So it's like, there's real life relationships that are coming out of this community, but that's really the purpose of it, is just fellowship and encouragement and support for other small town rural pastors.
Well, now you're going to be taking it another step further and actually going to a paid site with more premium type encouragement and teaching. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. So we are in the process. Probably by the time this episode releases, we will have kind of closed the doors on what we're calling our beta launch. And then we're just going to run with the group that is there for a while. And then probably as we get toward the fall of 2019, we'll open the doors again and onboard some more new members. But basically, here's the idea. And I really had to battle some fear in launching that paid resource because I knew it would be met by some with a mentality, what I would kind of call a scarcity, poverty mindset that would negatively say, why do you have to charge for it? If it's of value, it should just be free. You should just give it away. But I came to the conclusion that after 4 years of giving and giving and giving valuable content through our podcast, through our blog, through the time that I've invested into rural leaders, that it's not wrong to ask some of these leaders to put some of their own skin into the game in terms of a financial reality and then be able to invest in them a little bit more. Over these last 4 years, the demands for my time have increased dramatically, obviously with adding another full-time career. But then as our audience has grown, as our message is getting out there, there's almost not a day that goes by now that I don't hear from some rural pastor out there. And my heart is, I want to just keep giving and giving and giving of myself to that. But the reality is there's only so much of me to go around. And so I'm trying to just walk in the tension of that. And if there's members that are willing to pay to have that a little bit closer level of access, I think we're at a place now where I can better serve that smaller group while still giving free content to those that don't either see the value in it or aren't ready to take that step for themselves, or maybe they're not able to. We can still serve them, but maybe this will kind of show me who I can really spend some time focusing in on. And one other thought too with that is that, these last 15 years, I think about the thousands of dollars that I have spent out of my own pocket traveling, learning from other leaders, spending time with other mentors, going to conferences, buying the books, learning some of this. And now I have the ability to kind of share some of what I've learned with others. And so, I can maybe help save you from going to all of those same places and having all of those same meals. And I can just kind of pass on some of what I have learned as well. So yeah, we feel like the time is right to maybe offer this resource. And I'm happy to say it's being met with a lot of enthusiasm. So we've got a few more days left for people to jump in on that beta launch. And then we're going to, my goal is to work with that group and say, let's build a resource that is going to serve small town and rural pastors extremely well. Like, what kind of a resource would you wish would have been there when you launched your church or when you got into your small community? Let's build that for the next generation of up-and-coming leaders in the small-town rural church. So we're excited about what's coming in the days ahead.
I think it's important for people to remember that if you want a shared benefit, there's always a shared responsibility. And so the paid site makes sense to me, especially considering what you're pouring into that. And so I'm thinking that people can probably find that information as it unfolds on the Facebook community page. Is that correct?
Certainly there, or our website, smalltownbigchurch.com, would be the easiest way to connect with myself. And then I'm not doing this all by myself. I have a partner in crime. His name is Travis Stevens, and he is a blogger that he's also an executive pastor in Tennessee, where he's experienced really cool move of God in his church. And so about 4 years ago, about the same time I was starting my podcast, he was starting his blog, and it didn't take long for us to find each other. And we've worked on a few projects over the years, but here more recently, he and I decided to just build this thing together. And just this morning, we were on with another group of pastors that was talking with us and kind of talking about some strategic partnerships and how we can help each other out. And I was just sharing this point that we live in a day and age where you can build a business with someone having never even met them in person. Like, I've still to this day never met Travis. I was joking because we were on a Zoom call. I said, I can't even prove that Travis has legs right now because I've only ever recognized him from, the chest up on a computer call like this. So it's crazy the availability that technology has made possible for us in terms of serving one another. And yeah, it's just a neat time to be walking into some of this.
Absolutely. Well, John, I'm excited about this. I'm going to be joining the Facebook community, and don't be surprised if I don't try to sneak my way into that beta group. And we'll try to make sure that we can get the word out to people as the Uneven Road grows. I believe that we're going to see interlocking communities that really are choosing to serve God where He places us. You know,
yeah.
Kind of a final thought is a thought that God's been working on with me for a little bit of time now. And that is that, you know, to serve faithfully where God has placed you is the very definition of significance. And so for the listener to the podcast today or to your podcast listeners, the significance comes through obedience. It doesn't come from situation. It comes from just serving faithfully. And so thanks Good. So much for being a part of our podcast today. It's exciting to get to know you. And I'm praying God's best over your new venture.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Bill. It's been my pleasure.
God bless.